Some terrific reporting there from outside the DNC in Philadelphia. And as Alex and Robin and everyone in Philly can attest, it's really hot there and hot across much of the country. So maybe you're enjoying the heat and still are in full summer vacation mode. But let's face it, and maybe parents are happy about this, it's not long until the school year starts, and retailers are saying that they expect strong back-to-school sales. Last week, the National Retail Federation predicted soaring sales, with families snapping up backpacks and crayons, but also computers and other tech items. And then today, the Retailers Trade Group upped its estimate for the entire year's sales. Well, Marilyn Gwax is NPR Senior Business Editor. She's been following this, and she joins us now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Meghna.
So it's still July. We're talking about back-to-school shopping already?
Yes, time to put away the flip-flops, the sunscreen, and think about back to school. And the trade group says that that's exactly what a lot of Americans are actually doing. They're spending earlier than they usually do. The group predicts that consumers are going to spend nearly $76 billion on school-related items, and that's up almost $8 billion from last year. So that's a huge jump.
Wow.
People are going to be spending more freely on things like shoes and notebooks and backpacks. But the college students, they're the big ticket ones. They're the ones that are expensive. They want new laptops, mini fridges for dorm rooms, and they're getting them. And, remember that in the past year, consumer inflation is up only about 1%. So these increases in revenues for retailers, they're really very significant.
Very significant. I'm going to sound like a curmudgeon here, but back in my day, we didn't have flat screen TVs in my dorm.
Popcorn maker if we were lucky.
So what's going on? What's driving this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just that cheap gas. AAA says that the average gallon of regular gas is $2.15. Last summer, you were paying $2.71. Mm-hmm. But if you think back in the summer of 2008, we were paying more than $4 a gallon. So that price crush was hitting just when people were losing jobs. Remember, that was when the recession was really just starting to take hold. So this summer, we flipped the script. This year, gas is cheap, and that's happening just when unemployment is down to 4.9%. And also, hourly wages have finally been ticking up a bit. They're up 2.6% from a year ago. So people are feeling fairly confident about their jobs, and they have more cash to spend. So if you save $20 at the gas pump this week compared with last summer, you've got a 20 in your wallet. I looked up the prices. You can buy a Superman backpack and an insulated lunch bag for that $20.
Good deal. But those cheaper gas prices aren't the only thing, really, are they?
No, there's a couple other factors. One thing is cheap credit. Interest rates have been quite low, so a lot of credit cards are cheaper than they were a few years ago. And even a few of the fees are cheaper this year. And here's another thing that's happening is mortgage refinancings. And mortgage rates have got so low this year that people have finally switched out those expensive mortgage payments for cheaper ones. They might be saving a couple $100 a month now because of that. And there's one other thing that you wouldn't even necessarily think of, but the strong dollar is helping. A lot of the back-to-school stuff that we buy is made overseas.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a strong dollar and you're a retailer and you go to buy those backpacks made in China or a shirt made in Bangladesh, it's actually pretty cheap, and you can pass those savings along to consumers. So it's a great summer for consumers.
Marilyn Gwax is NPR's Senior Business Editor. Marilyn, thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome.